Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear, man. 82 degrees today in Columbus, Georgia. Hey there, spring. Been a minute. Been missing you. I think we are officially done with this cold weather. You can come on in. We ready for some shouts and some flip-flop. Had a great day today, guys. Was super productive. Been really digging these new products that I have been on from the It Works company. Man, and it's less about the products that I'm talking about now, but just the productivity that they allow you to get done. Because, guys, in the world of business, in particular small business, when we are in many instances small in manpower, solopreneurs and things like that, it is just so important to get as much done out of one body as possible. So they have these keto products, man, these kits, keto coffee in particular, and coffee definitely helps me to focus or to give me that alertness. But there's a level of focus that I've been having lately as a result of these products, man. I've been getting shit done. Just thinking about that, because I got a lot done today. But guys, I'm thinking about one point I want to just drive home today. Hopefully you guys are doing well wherever you are in the country. I'm thinking about when we're starting business, guys. When we're starting, think about a coaching call that I had with a client recently on some brand strategy. And what I realized is that many of us have had a dream, man. Almost like a young boy or a young girl that has a dream of a relationship in their teens. And they have this ongoing dream of how it's going to be. And then 10 years later at 15, you go from 15 to 25, right? And you get in a relationship. And sometimes that can be a dangerous thing, that you have this kind of childish dream as a boy or a girl about what it's supposed to be in a long, you know, a real relationship or marriage or something like that. And we are picking people, are picking situations based upon a dream that we had when we were 15, and not truly doing what we should be doing is choosing someone that will be in our life 10 years from 25. Does that make sense? We're at 25 picking someone that we had a dream about at 15 instead of picking somebody that we want to be around with us at 35. We're not careful. We could be 20 years behind, if you understand what I'm saying. What does it got to do with business? Guys, business is very similar. We can have this dream of entrepreneurship, dream of having a business, a way that we wanted things. And I'm telling you guys, in 2018, if you're basing your business decision and open up a small business or some type of brand or company or product based upon a dream you've had for 10 years wanting to run a business and not considering where you want to be, where your client will be, where your business will be 10 years from now, guys, you're going to just set yourself up for failure. I was speaking with a particular client and just stressing to them in particular, listen, you've got to plan for tomorrow. You've got to think about the digital age and how it's moving. You got to think about how businesses like Uber just came in and changed the whole game. How businesses like Redbox and streaming video just changed the game in the video world. Or how streaming music changed things. Or how an application like Anchor is going to change and reinvent radio once again and change how we can communicate. So many, many folks, guys, have really just not included, not really focused on the digital game inside of whatever business that you're in. It doesn't really matter what game you're in. I don't care if you're cutting grass, guys, or flying planes. You've got to consider the internet. You've got to consider communication and social networks. You've got to communicate with your potential client through audio, through written word or blog, through video of some kind. It's the only way marketing is going to work. And I'm just convinced that folks are not considering how fast things are going to be. Guys, you've got to think about 2028. You've got to put your business in 2028, and that's how businesses fail, because they open a business today not thinking about tomorrow, basing all of their decisions on the past. Guys, I hope that helps you to just kind of think a little bit differently. Start pushing into the future. Where will your industry be in 4, 5, 10 years from now? And make your decisions on your business on how you'll live then today. Thank you for listening, guys. Now get out there and live.